Hi everyone, this is Feng Shui expert Christine Beauvais, and I am so excited to bring you this bonus interview with a good friend of mine, Wendy Darlin. And today we're going to talk about weight loss, but we're going to talk about weight loss from a different perspective. Let me share with you a little bit about myself. As a Feng Shui expert, I work with individuals in their homes to help them to see the environment from a different perspective. Everything in our environment has energy, and it can be supporting us or draining us. And sometimes we are not aware of how our environment is actually blocking us from moving forward. And with the topic of weight loss, people don't think about, well, I'm going to lose weight, so I need to focus on my kitchen. I need to maybe go clean out my closet. They never think about those things. They typically just pick up a diet book or they start a gym membership. And what they don't realize is that you can do those things and they're great and they're a need, but you need to change the energy of your home, especially the kitchen. It's where we eat. It's the heart of the home. It's where we nurture ourselves. And if we don't take the time to go into our kitchens and to clean them out and to set them up in a new harmonious energy that supports our weight loss or just even getting healthy, we are actually blocking ourselves from moving forward. So today, I want to talk to you and share this wonderful interview with Wendy Darlin, who is a transformational coach, and her specialty is in helping individuals with weight loss from a new perspective, not your typical diet, but more from a mindset. Wendy Darlin helps women to really look at their life from a different perspective and energetically help them shift internally those mindset, those beliefs that hold them back. So energetically, she's almost doing a cellular weight loss cleansing. So today, I want to share just a short couple of questions with Wendy to introduce you to how she has a different perspective on weight loss. Wendy, thanks for being part of the call today.
Absolutely, Christine. I'm delighted to have this conversation with you.
Excellent. So, Wendy, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to being the founder of, how do you pronounce that again? Is it Life?
Oh, the creator of the Life Freedom System?
Life Freedom System, okay.
Yes. Yes. You know, it's evolved over time. I used to be a management consultant, and then I had a very serious accident in the 90s. And during my time of recovery, which was many, many months, I received a gift that I now call the Life Freedom System. And what I'm able to do now is it's a way to get to the root cause of the mental and the emotional issues that are interfering in people's lives. And where I focus on is using weight loss as that entry point, because I think the body's always talking to us, and it's showing us where we need to shift or change or heal. And I also chose weight loss because this is where my personal struggles were. I used to have more issues with my weight, and so I used this new process on myself, and I released over 20 pounds and went, wow, I guess I have physical evidence that this works. And it just started growing from there.
So tell me what it is exactly about your process that is unlike many others, and when people just can't seem to lose weight, why would they want to use this process?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, unfortunately, a lot of emphasis is being placed on what you eat and how you move your body. And just as you mentioned earlier, those are important ingredients, but I actually believe the diet industry inadvertently has caused people to be overweight because it's created a mindset of what's good, what's bad, what's right, what's wrong, the shoulds not. And it's created a lot of suffering, and even more so, the part in my world that it is a disservice, it continues to disconnect people with being in a position to truly being able to be connected with and listen to their own body. And we don't really have many people out there talking about how do you communicate and listen to and follow the guidance of your body, because your body's telling you all the time. But what happens with time is those cues get all jumbled, and maybe you think that you want, you know, a candy bar or some chips, but maybe your body's saying, I am so tired. Could you please just take 5 minutes and just rest for a minute, or get up from your desk and go walk outside just for a few minutes. And so there's a decoding process that also takes place. So my process is very comprehensive. And the difference, instead of you coming into my world and me saying you need to do A, B, and C, I come into your world and determine what you need, what's best for you. And another distinction in my process is I'm able to identify what I call an entry point. And that's like the kingpin domino of where you need to focus. So I could tell you lots of examples. Somebody may come to me for weight loss, but believe it or not, the entry point is they need to socialize more. They need to date. Somebody who has some financial issues, their entry point may be to go have some fun. You know, it just, I'm always surprised. So it's not just me saying this is what you need to do. And so I'm very proud that it's a mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, and physical approach to your body and your life.
You know, Wendy, when you were talking about that, I think you're so much like what I do with feng shui. When I get to someone's home, lots of times, you know, people think that this is the problem. They'll take me to their bedroom, or they'll take me here. And like, mm-hmm. I know that this is not, you know, right according to the Bagua and the feng shui things. And I'm like, right, but let's keep going throughout the house. And it really is always seems to be somewhere else in the home. Mm-hmm. So it's so interesting that, you know, when people come to us, they think they figured it out, but the root of their problem is somewhere else.
Yes. And almost all the time, that's the case. There are some exceptions. I remember the very first person that worked with me, her entry point actually was her health and nutrition. But after just one session, even though she knew what was best for her, she was never able to follow through with that. And do you know, her first month, she released 20 pounds. Her second month, 20 more pounds, and eventually 60 pounds, bye-bye, and she was off 9 of her 10 medications. So that's what I love about the process itself. I don't determine. I let the process determine that entry point, because a lot of times the reason why people become overweight is they're denying what their true needs and desires are. And the food and the weight start covering up. It's like you're trying to make something okay that's not okay. And just like you're talking about, you can go into somebody's homes and you see. I can see the same thing. You know, if I get the opportunity to go into somebody's home, I can tell by the amount of clutter or what they're keeping in their home, in their refrigerator, in their pantry, in their closet. You know, it makes a big difference. If they're holding on to old clothes, you and I have talked about this before. You know, that's like, no, you're living in your past. I want you to get rid of your past. That's another way that people torment themselves. Yeah. We were talking about, I still have, and after our conversation, it's like I'm getting rid of it. I have a pair of shorts that they're winter shorts, and I haven't worn them in a really long time, and they fit okay, but they really don't fit great. And it's like, I'm getting rid of those. Let me buy something new. And I encourage people actually to get rid of the old, to welcome the new. And if you want to go out and buy an outfit that says, this is what I'm reaching for, I'm going to get into this outfit by, you know, 4 months from now, 6 months from now, whatever it might be, then, you know, that part's okay because that's a reminder of what you're working toward. And that's another distinction about my work. I have 2 graduate degrees in counseling psychology, and even other trainings that I've done over the years, there's a tendency to keep looking backwards about what's off, what's not working. And at some point, that's where I shifted in the way that I work with people. I really sat back and I went, what if we're looking in the wrong direction? And because especially the way that I now know our mind works and our neuro pathways in our brain get developed, that continues to reinforce what we call those thoughts and beliefs and the patterning, which is why people can't change. Now, the Loving Yourself Lean process actually allows for that change not only to happen, but that's another piece where my work is very unique, is it helps to strengthen the mind while you heal the heart. And you're able to think like a thin and lean person, you feel like a lean person, and you're able to act and become that person. So it's future-oriented. You're pointing the direction in your future. You're enjoying the present moment, but you have that future target. And the process takes care of the stuff in your past. I say we deal with the issues in your tissues so you can finally get rid of the junk in your trunk.
I love that. I love that. That is great. And, you know, it's so, if we are energetically in an environment where keeps reminding us and triggers our old patterns, you know, it makes it hard for us to move forward. And so often I see clients open up their closets and then they say, well, these are my skinny clothes because I get this fight that they have to keep the skinny clothes. But what I talk to them about is that those skinny clothes are your past. And also by seeing them every day, you kind of almost abuse yourself in saying that I'm not worth it. And then you remind yourself that you're not at a place. And I know we all know that we have to accept ourselves where we are now in order to move forward. And if you don't forgive the past and you don't recognize that you have to let go of the past and, like you said, focus on the future, you're not going to do that. So I strongly stress that keeping the skinny clothes is really doing more damage. Do you have any more thoughts on that from another perspective?
Well, I really agree with that completely. You know, there are so many things, and that's why I love what I've been given to offer people, because I take a very gentle approach to all of this. And because of how our society, particularly in the United States and to some extent globally, there's so much attention and bombardment by the media of how a person is to look like. You know, do you know that the models that are in magazines and on the commercials and on TV are actually underweight? That what they refer to as plus size models are of average weight. So there's another pattern that's setting up not feeling worthy, not feeling good enough. So many people today are, and this, I believe, it is the unspoken, unfocused disease of today, is the self-hatred, particularly women have, of their bodies, where their insecurities and inadequacies show up. It certainly was true for me. If I'm in the right situation even today, I could feel a little self-conscious. I know that one of my clients right now, this woman is absolutely gorgeous. Actually, I could even say more than that woman that I'm working with. Yet their work is loving themselves and seeing their beauty now. Quite honestly, they're of average weight. They're maybe on the higher end of quote, normal for their body type. but they're beautiful and they're shapely. And yet, you know, it's kind of like a problem that happens when we start developing. You know, when we're young, we've got these skinny mini little bodies, and then suddenly, you know, we start developing curves. I think that's why a lot of adolescents today are suffering from weight and body image issues, because, again, the media, combined with their own personal bodies changing, it really creates a horrific disservice. And I think not only do I want people to be healthy, but I want them to have freedom, you know, to really celebrate, oh, my gosh, you have been given this life. This is the body you have been given. How can you cherish that? And if you, going back to what you started out with, if you have clothes in your closet that say, I'm not good enough right now, I'm not enough, I'm not skinny enough, I'm not whatever enough, I say get rid of them, because energetically it is pulling you down and you want to do things that really fluff you up, you know, not in a weight way, but again, a lot of times excess weight is a protection. And think about it. If you were looking at your body in a loving way, kind of like if you were holding a newborn baby, if you've ever had that experience, I mean, all you can feel is just pure love. Well, how are you looking at your body? Because your body is kind of like that newborn baby. It relies on you to take care of it. It relies on you to nourish it. It doesn't really have a say in the matter. And when you care for it and love it, it creates a healthy environment that it's able to do what it's designed to do. But if you treat it with love and hatred, then there is the risk that you're creating a stressful environment for your body. I mean, how would you like it if somebody looked at you, you know, started talking to you with hate and disgust? You know, you'd want to be out of there, right? You know, and that's what happens a lot of time. So you want to create a physical environment like what you're talking about, Christine, with feng shui that says, I am worthy, I am special, I am beautiful, I am fantastic, and you don't want to have the distractions. And I have seen people, if, for example, clutter has been an issue, and I'm sure you have too, they start releasing the clutter, they start releasing the weight. Mm-hmm. When they start stepping into, I deserve a better life than what I'm giving myself, the weight starts falling off. I just got an email from a former client of mine who really didn't work with me all that much, but she kept using the process that I taught her. And she ended up changing jobs. When she first came to me, she was totally, totally, totally resistant to a guy. She said she hasn't even had a thought about a guy in years. And she's now in a relationship, and her weight just started falling off because she started to really step into who she is and the life she was designed and deserved to be living. And that's the beauty. That's the beauty.
Wow, that is so, I just love that story. And I love that you kind of back up everything I do too, Wendy. It's so great to have this conversation because we're talking the same language. We're helping mm-hmm. people to understand that, you know, it's, you know, we're getting to a point in our society where people are like, why don't things work? And the old ways, the old patterns are no longer working. And we are moving into a direction with, I think, the new perspective is the mindset, mm-hmm. and it's really become stronger than ever. And so it's nice to have this conversation and share with people that you're not alone and that you can have success, but you just have to do it in a different perspective.
And you know the gift of it, Christine, as you also know, it's so much easier this way.
Mm-hmm.
It is
yes.
so much easier this way.
Yes, and once you really support yourself with your environment and the mindset, and if you really feel like, and I've heard people say it all the time, I've tried everything and I can't lose weight, you have to understand that there's other perspectives, and sometimes when things aren't working, you have to try something completely opposite. And you'll be surprised, because when you take off, you say, all right, you know what? None of this has worked. So let me stop working on that and let me go to a new perspective. And I think that's what you shared with us, Wendy, today, because you're shifting things that most people don't want to go to. It can be scary. It can be, you know, it brings up the past. It brings up things that they have to deal with. But we realize that if we don't deal with it, it will show up in other ways in our lives and prevent us from moving forward. So when
yeah, and if I...
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I just want to add something to what you're saying, because what I do is not just a mind shift. It's a whole realignment. And the process that I was gifted by God, that I work with my clients with, you don't have to contemplate your navel of your past. The process helps to transform that without having to do that, which I'm also very grateful for, because I work with people that have abuse issues in their past, traumas, and they don't have to relive it. But we're able to get in there and transform it. And I'm so grateful for that, for especially for those people, but for anyone. And that's really, that's wonderful too. And that's why I emphasize that it's change is easier than ever before.
Mm. So, Wendy, if people are interested in working with you, where can they find you and how can they connect with you?
Sure. Well, first of all, you can go to my website, which is lovinglean.com, lovinglean.com. And if you there's a brief assessment that you could fill out if you want to have a discovery session with me. You're welcome to also email me at wendy@yourthumbprint, like a fingerprint, yourthumbprint.com.
Excellent. So again, that website was lovinglean.com.
Correct.
Okay. And I'm sorry, again, the email address, just one more time.
Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y, at Your Thumbprint, yourthum, as in Mary, B, PRINT.com.
Excellent. Well, Wendy, thank you so much for sharing your tips and your insight. And I hope for everyone who is on this call that you really enjoy and feel that if you have been trying to lose weight and trying all different things, that it's not working, then you didn't come to this call for a mistake. You came to this call for your prayers to be answered. So I hope everyone enjoyed this, and Wendy, thank you for being on the call.
Oh, Christine, thank you. This was a wonderful and needed conversation. I'm glad that we've had this opportunity.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.